Welcome to the Hair for Kids. Sit back and relax as we experience life with the Rebbe in 770, stories of Hasidim, and see how the Rebbe continues to find a way to connect to us and help every Yid. Der Herr for Kids is dedicated by Rabbi Yitzchok and Chaya Prus in honor of the Rebbe's mitzvah to unite Jewish people of all ages through the letters of the Sefer Torah HaKloli, which can be purchased at unityletter.com. Additionally, Jewish children under bar and bas mitzvah are encouraged to join in the exclusive children's Sefer Torah at kidstorah.org. This episode has been dedicated in honor of the Mendelo children, Shluchim in New Canaan, Connecticut. The story, Nasi for All, was told by Rabbi David Dubov, Shliach of the Rebbe in Princeton, New Jersey. In the same area where Rabbi Dubov resides, lives a man named Robert M. Although Robert is not Jewish, Rabbi Dubov knew him for many years, and he was very friendly with Chabad, helping them in various projects. One day, Robert called Rabbi Dubov. Hello, Chabad of Princeton, how can I help you?
Hi, Rabbi, it's me, Robert. There is something weighing heavily on my heart. I'm quite sad.
Robert, please tell me what's bothering you.
Well, it's about our daughter. She's been married for many years and has not yet been blessed with children. Rabbi, can you please pray for us?
Sure I will. May God bless you to hear good news soon.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. Goodbye.
This conversation happened many times. One day, Rabbi Dubov met Robert in his factory for something. After the meeting, Rabbi Dubov was leaving the parking lot. Now let's go back in time to listen in to what happened.
Wow, that was a very productive meeting with Robert.
Okay, now back to Chabad House.
Who's that frantically knocking at my car window? Oh, it's Robert's daughter.
Rabbi, help me, please.
Hold on. I'll roll down my window. Hi, what's going on?
Rabbi, please give me a blessing to have children. We've been married for 10 years, and we'd like to have a child. Now I'm working with the doctors, and the doctors told me yesterday...
Sorry, ma'am. This is your last chance. If the results from this procedure come back negative, you'll never be able to have children.
Rabbi, I've now reached my breaking point. Please, pray harder for me.
Oy, she's so heartbroken. I see it's time for me to take some more serious measures.
Listen, I'll be calling your father soon. I have an idea how to solve this once and for all.
Wow! Thank you, Rabbi!
Rabbi Dubov immediately contacts Robert.
Hello, Robert speaking.
Robert, I have an idea.
Go ahead, Rabbi. I'm listening.
I would like to take your daughter and husband to visit the Ohel, the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Queens.
But, Rabbi, we're not Jewish.
Robert... The Rebbe is not only the leader of the Jewish nation, he's also the leader of all people of the world, and he cares for every single person. The Rebbe could really help you and your family.
Wow, thank you, Rabbi.
They set a date to travel. Rabbi Dubov drove to the Ohel with her and her husband, who's a local policeman. Let's go back in time to that 1.5 hour ride. To hear their discussion. Listen up. It's important to prepare yourselves for God's blessings, to create a vessel by accepting upon yourselves to make something called a achlota, a spiritual resolution.
Rabbi, what do you feel we should do?
Well, I feel that both of you...
Sorry, Rabbi. Let me turn off my police radio.
As I was saying, I feel that a great resolution would be that every morning you should stop for a moment to think about God and pray to Him. In other words, to say a private prayer every morning, like a moment of silence.
Yeah, I think we can do that. What do you say?
Yes, I agree.
There's also another very important thing.
Go ahead, Rabbi.
It's the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach.
The what?
The seven commandments that God gave to Noach, Noah.
You mean Noah from the flood?
Yes.
Being that they are religious Gentiles, I have to make sure to tell them this.
And when you do pray to God, you're praying to the one and only God who created heaven and earth.
Yes!
Yes!
Does anyone else read our letters that we write?
No, your letter is private between you and the Rebbe.
What should we write?
Anything you feel like writing, especially about the situation that you're in. They finally arrive at the Eihel. Now we remove our shoes and put these Crocs on. Before you write your letters, it is proper to read a few chapters of Tehillim, Psalms. This is all part of preparing ourselves to receive the blessings. After spending a half hour at the Eihel, they travel back home to Princeton, New Jersey. Several months later, Rabbi Dubov receives a phone call.
Hello, Chabad of Princeton, how can I help you?
Rabbi!
Robert, how are you?
I have some very great news to tell you.
Yes, what is it?
After years of not being able to have a baby, our daughter is finally pregnant. Rabbi, it's a true miracle.
Robert, thank you for sharing that incredible news. You know what we say?
Of course, Rabbi. Mazel tov.
A few months later, Rabbi Dubov received another call from Robert. His daughter had just given birth to twin girls. The family was overjoyed with happiness, and they recognized the miracle that had unfolded before their very eyes. Rabbi Dubov thought out loud, "It was incredible to see such a clear Mayfes miracle." What was even more amazing was with whom it happened. This Mayfes didn't happen to a Lubavitcher or another Yid. This was a miracle for a person who was not Jewish at all. This proves the fact that the Rebbe is the Nossi of every single person, no matter who they are and what they are. Rabbi Dubov congratulated the overjoyed grandfather and sent his best wishes to the family. This is the end of the first part of the story. The rest of this story is told by Rabbi Chaim Shaul Brook, the director of Vaad HaNochas B'Lahak, the organization that prints and distributes the Rebbe's Sichos. Sometime later, after the birth of the twins, Rabbi Brook gets a phone call.
Hello, Vaad HaNochas B'Lahak. Rabbi Brook speaking. How can I help you?
Rabbi Brook, your shipment of over 100,000 newly printed books is on its way to your office.
Oi, I don't have anywhere to store them. Storage for this amount of books is so expensive, and I don't even have any money to pay for it.
Rabbi Brook managed to find a temporary warehouse to store them for a month. But the date to leave the warehouse was fast approaching. Rabbi Brook thought,
I know what to do. I'll write an email on the Shluchim email group requesting if anybody can help me out.
A few minutes after posting that email, his phone rings.
Hello, it's Rabbi Brook. How can I help you?
Hello, Rabbi Brook. It's Rabbi Dubov. I just saw your email request for help on finding storage for 100,000 Sforim.
Yes?
I happen to know someone. His name is Robert, who might be able to help you out.
Rabbi Dubov, do you realize how many Sforim we are talking about? We need a huge warehouse for this.
I know. Let's go together and check out the warehouse, and we'll see if it works for you. Sei gesund.
You too.
They both drove down to the warehouse in New Jersey and met Robert and his packaging plant. It was a huge plant. Robert warmly welcomed the two rabbis.
Rabbis, please come inside. I'll close the door. So, Rabbi Dubov, you said on the phone this is Rabbi Brook, and what exactly brings you both here?
Okay, Robert, I'll give you some background on what Lahak and Rabbi Brook does.
The Rebbe would speak for many hours every week on both weekdays and Shabbos. All of these talks were transcribed at the time by a group of brilliant scholars. And because most of these talks were on Shabbos, when recordings are not allowed, most of the Rebbe's talks were transcribed from memory. Rabbi Brook and Lahak have been working to collect and publish these talks from so many years ago.
Rabbi, if this is the Rebbe who gave us the amazing blessing, then this is the least I can do to thank him for my grandchildren. Hold on a second. Let me call our manager, Mike.
It's Mike. What's up, boss?
Mike, I'm sending you a rabbi. Whatever he needs, make sure to take care of him.
Yes, boss.
Rabbis, it's a done deal.
Thank you,
Thank
Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert gave him a generous space in his storage building, large enough for all of the svarim. Robert also provided 5 trucks needed to transfer them all. He saved Lahak close to $100,000 in storage costs. Rabbi Brook continues,
Robert's appreciation to the Rebbe was incredible. Any time a big order came in, I called him to arrange a pickup of the svarim. He was always very friendly and allowed us to deliver the svarim at any time that was convenient for us. I've never seen such a thing. And every time I met him, he would say,
Rabbi Brook, I'm repaying my debt to the Rebbe for his blessings and miracles.
Thank you for listening to Teher for Kids. Make sure to tell your friends about us and stay tuned for another fascinating episode at teher.org/kids.